Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you in Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer, that's me, live at location. Rogers Place up in our broadcast booth in Ice District. Looking forward to it. Getting close to dropping the puck on some preseason action. We're going to head off right now for a 12-minute conversation with Jack Michaels, one of the Oilers 2 radio play-by-play voices. Obviously, you're going to see a lot of Jack this year in NHL hockey and Rogers regional broadcast. He's going to have, I think, 59 or 60 minimum games this year. Jack, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Good, Bob. Welcome back inside Rogers Place. I'm sure you're glad to be hosting the show again, and more importantly, glad to be getting back behind the mic for some games.
Well, yeah. I mean, the show, it's so much better on a day like today, as an example. You can stay, you can watch the scrimmage, head upstairs, host the show, away you go, boom. You're not driving around halfway around. It's beautiful. It's awesome. Let's get after it. Jack, just before we get to some serious hockey talk, and it's always serious hockey talk, one of the conversations, I saw American Psycho last night. I couldn't sleep, and it was on Netflix, and I'm like, I'm going to watch that again. I haven't seen it. Saw it once before. Didn't like it once before. Hated it even more last night. Is there a movie? I know you can't, you're not a big Billy Joel fan, so I know your musical preferences. Is there a movie that you just hated?
Yeah, I don't like Billy Joel or Red Hot Chili Peppers. Those are, and you know what? Foo Fighters. Those are bands that everyone else seems to love, and I can't stand them.
All right. What about a movie?
Movies, and I mean, first of all, I'm going to disagree with you on American Psycho, and then I think I'm going to name a movie that you love, and I just hate it. I mean, 2.5, actually probably 3 hours of just visual excrescence was Gangs of New York. I hated that movie.
Well, I'm a Daniel Day-Lewis fan. I didn't like
it. I know. So was my dad, and he hated Gangs of New York.
I did not like Gangs of New York. I'm sorry.
You did not like it. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't like it either.
Yeah, no. Terrible movie.
Now, Leonardo DiCaprio's in that, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, and I like most of Leo's movies. That was... Boy, I was not a fan whatsoever. That would be, I mean, right off the top of my head, again, you know, movies I hate, I probably haven't watched more than once. So
yeah.
I mean, you kind of scramble for movies you remember, like, hating. You almost have to,
what did you
like,
think? What did you, we got a lot of votes for Natural Born Killers.
Yeah, I didn't like that one either. That's good. That's a really good one. Another one that I didn't get or thought it was grossly overrated by people who like that kind of film was Stanley Kubrick's Clockwork Orange. I hated that movie.
There's a couple scenes I just hate in that movie. You know what?
And I didn't like the other movie I didn't like was the one where Brad Pitt is in and the accents are tough to tell. What's that one called?
Snatch?
Yes, I didn't like Snatch at all.
I thought that movie was hilarious.
I know. A lot of people liked it. I didn't like
Feed
that
Feed him to the pigs.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that movie. I'd have to think of a few others maybe that were real popular that I didn't like.
I think Snatch, was that not directed by Madonna's ex-husband, Guy Ritchie?
Guy Ritchie, yeah, and Guy Ritchie, I don't mind. Like, I like what Guy Ritchie did with the Sherlock Holmes movie. You know, I thought he did a good job there, but I didn't like Snatch at all. A lot of people liked that movie. I did not.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more of a Danny Boyle guy than a Guy Ritchie guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got you. It's hard to think of some really popular movies that everyone seemed to like that I hated. For whatever reason, movies more so than music, I tend to align for the most part. In terms of the reviews.
All right. Let's switch focus here because we have a remote that we have to get to, Jack, at about 1:48. We're 2 days into training camp. You've been here. You've watched all the sessions. We saw a little bit of the scrimmage today, albeit without, you know, McDavid and Hyman and Puljujarvi and Draisaitl and Zach Cassian and Nugent Hopkins. Who's caught your eye so far?
Well, today I saw a line and maybe a glimpse of the future a little bit with Fogel playing with Ryan and Yamamoto. Not that that necessarily will be a line they start the season with, but I think that could be a default line moving forward, especially if Zach Cassian earns the right to take significant top 6 minutes. I really like the way those three played together today. I think that could be a line we see on a bit of a default basis, maybe a go-to line for Dave Tippett if he needs to shuffle the deck personnel-wise. I thought they were great together today. And then the other guy that really stood out for me, at least in today's scrimmage, and I noticed him, you know, yesterday as well, although it's, you know, drills and it's not as meaningful, or at least it's not as obvious, perhaps, is Tyler Benson. And he's one of three guys that Dave Tippett has talked about arriving, you know, at camp in excellent shape, and probably not more than two of them are going to make the team, and Perlini, Benson, and Kyle Turris. And I think Tyler Benson, I'm not sure, but he might have had three assists in today's scrimmage. I mean, he was good and impactful and really stood out on a line that featured one of my favorites, Ryan McLeod. But Benson was the guy who stood out on that line today, in my estimation. So that's just a couple of thoughts right off the top for you.
McDavid, Hyman, and Puljujarvi. They did not scrimmage today, but when they graduate from the one-on-one to the two-on-two to the three-on-three drills, it's pretty exciting thinking what might be able to happen with that trio.
Well, look, any trio that features the best player in the game, it's exciting to consider the possibilities for sure. And then you roll in the fact that Jesse Puljujärvi is coming off a very good year where he, you know, reestablished himself as not only an NHL regular, but a top six guy with tremendous promise. And then you mix in another guy who, you know what, all he does is excel with great players, and that's a skill in and of itself. And Zach Hyman is the ability to not only play with great players, but, you know, make them shine while shining yourself. And Zach Hyman, look, I'm as excited as anyone to see what transpires with Edmonton's lineup. And for the first time in a while, it seems, Bob, the Oilers have some situations where some really good players might not be inside the top six or even the top nine, and some quality players that in other years would have been certainly fixtures on at the very least the fourth line might be out of the lineup. Edmonton has a lot of depth up front, the most depth they've had since 2017, something Leon Draisaitl quickly pointed out today.
We got this text coming in on the Ashley, and we got, Jack, hundreds of texts. By the way, a lot of people like Snatch, just to set the record straight. Craig says, Snatch loved it. Pitt was great. Cletus,
I know a lot of people like it. I don't dispute. I'm in the minority, but you asked me what are popular movies I didn't like. That was one of them.
Cletus says, Bob, the worst movie I've ever seen was a replay of my wedding video to my ex-wife. It still gives me nightmares to this day. Well, I didn't necessarily. A one hour photo with Robin Williams. It was dark and psychological and didn't capitalize on Robin Williams' brilliant sense of humor. That was a difficult movie to watch. And I'll give him credit for going outside the box and playing that role. Hey, Jack, just switching. We did get a text. You guys haven't talked about Cooper Marody at all. I haven't talked much about Cooper Marody. Have you noticed him much out there?
You know what? No. I mean, he was on the line with Tyler Benson and Ryan McLeod, and to be honest with you, I think Cooper Marody is, one of, several dozen players around the league that may very well be too good or is always going to be an elite player in the American Hockey League, but you wonder about the foot speed at the National Hockey League level. And he may prove me wrong. I mean, this is another kick at the can for him. He's still a prospect. He's not completely off the NHL radar, but this is, for me, if I'm Cooper Marody, I look at this as a real important camp in terms of, establishing myself as still very much a guy in the NHL mix. But no, nothing in the first 2 days to suggest that, he's once again going to be on the outside looking in, especially with some of the depth additions that Ken Holland has brought in. Maybe a couple of years ago, but I don't see him inside the top 12 right now.
Got a text here from Alex, who works for one of the agencies in the city. Bob, remember when Ty Ratty was supposed to be the Oilers' first line right wing a few years ago? Compare that.
Well, that's an example of what we're talking about. He actually makes a good point there, Bob. Yeah. Is you and I remember the conversation. He's actually right to bring that up. You and I were projecting, well, if this, then that could happen. We're not saying that as much this year. You've got guys that have excelled at various times in the roles that they're currently slotted in. Now, granted, they haven't excelled for a long time, but certainly more so than 7 or 8 games in Puljujärvi and Yamamoto. Warren Fogel is certainly an established third-line player at the very least. Zach Kassian has shown time and again that he could play in the top 9 with a couple of different organizations. And the same goes for Derek Ryan, who, oh, by the way, has a lot of chemistry with Warren Fogel going back a couple years to their time in Carolina, something that both players have already talked about in camp. So the difference is this time, and when you look at the fourth line, you've got guys that have been in the league, have played a couple of hundred games in the league, and Devin Shore and Brendan Perlini. I mean, granted, you're not hoping that a Gaetan Haas or a Joachim Nygaard can make the adjustment from Europe. You've got guys who've done it. So I think actually the guy who went in on the text line there, that's a good example. It's a good example. There's not as much projecting to do this year because most of the Oilers who are slotted where they're at right now have done it, and they've done it before in that exact role.
Jack, to put things in perspective, at the start of the 18-19 season, which for you and me was in Germany and then Sweden and then into Boston, the top 3 right wings to start the year were Ty Ratty, Jesse Puljujärvi, and Kyler Yamamoto. They combined to score 9 goals that year. Alex Chiasson came in on a PTO, did not play the first couple of games. He scored 22 goals in 73 games, and Kassian ended up getting 15. And Kassian was slotted at the start of after a good run in the playoff.
And you and I spent a lot of time that preseason expressing hope that it would work out.
And now now we know the players that are here are more established.
Right. It wasn't based on a foundation. When we look at it honestly, from again, the perspective of 2.5 years hence, we'd have to concede that was based on hope and projection rather than a real foundation of achievement.
Final one for you, very quickly. The Cleveland Browns, any concern against the Bears coming in there this week?
Well, if you're a Browns fan, you're always concerned. But no, I see Cleveland winning that game. Justin Fields goes back to the state where, of course, he excelled as a collegian. But I certainly expect that Myles Garrett and company will find a way to put him on his back more than a few times on Sunday.
See you tomorrow at practice.
Cheers.
Cheers. That is Jack Michaels, 146 in Edmonton. It's the best pizza in the city, still making a great Royal Pizza, multiple locations to serve you, including the original Royal Pizza in Old Strathcona. Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, so much more. Edmonton-owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 14 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Stoffer recommendation, Mediterranean chicken. When we come back, this day in Oilers history, and we'll bang off some of your texts on the Ashley Fine Floors text line.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. It's 149 in Edmonton. Again, we'll have Oilers preseason action coming up Sunday night, 7 o'clock puck drop, 5:30 faceoff show. Reed Wilkins, Rob Brown, myself, Cam Moon, Jack Michaels, all part of the Oilers Radio Network. To this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. Again, once we get fully back up, going, traveling, all that kind of stuff, New West Travel will get back up to Oilers trips where in the past. They've done multiple trips to New York City, Boston, Montreal, Dallas. We've got a new team in the league this year, Seattle. That could be interesting. So we'll continue to update that for you for New West Travel, Dennis and Jason Laliberti. Brendan Escott, what do you got?
Back in 2000, 24-year-old Ryan Smith signs a 3-year, $7.2 million contract. Already a 5-year veteran by that point, Smith responded with 31 goals in a career-high 70-point season in 2000-2001, earning All-Star and Selke votes.
There you go. Daryl has texted us. I said, what's the worst movie or the movie you hated the most on the Ashley Fine Floors text line? We literally got hundreds of responses on this. Daryl says, Bob, on the subject of movies, I agree with Clockwork Orange being a total bust, but for me, you have to go back even farther than that. The Happening was the worst waste of film ever. I'm a 60s preteen, but it was a terrible attempt to capture the essence of that area, and it makes my stomach turn just to recall it. You know what? Sometimes I wonder whether or not it's about the age of the individual as well. What can you say? Text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, newsflash. Most of your audience don't give a flying fadoo about college football. Did we make any college football references on today's show, Brendan? I don't think we had a lot, did we?
Not as many as we usually make
on a Friday.
Put it that way, especially on a Friday
in the fall. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Wow, and we had Spec on suddenly. Wow, hey, we found out where the 432 area code came from. I said that we got a unique text from a 432 area code, West Texas. Wow, West Texas listening online today. Who do I know in West Texas? Is my Uncle Brian going after me again? I'm not sure. You can text us 780-496-0063. D-Bud says, Bob, I believe this will be a special year for the Edmonton Oilers. Ken Holland did a great job adding to the team and even more impressive counteracting the surprises that were thrown at him, which include losing Larson and potentially now Archibald. Well, we'll have to wait and see how the situation all plays out. People pointing out that Bakersfield also has a vaccine requirement in their arena. There you go. Oh, it was West Texas that texted us to say, stop it. Nobody cares about COVID. So there you have it. Well, that pretty much wraps up things, other than people now texting the show to say, hey, I like college football. Well, so do I. I like college football as well. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. I know I'm going to be joining him at 6:30. What else has he got shaking?
You know what? We've had the fill-in producer this week, so I'm not getting the early heads up.
Okay. Fluid show tonight with Reed Wilkins. Obviously, some hockey talk bye week again for the Edmonton Elks. We'll have a recap of the Oilers preseason tilt in Calgary coming up on Monday. John Shannon will be one of our guests. And we'll have a bit of a surprise on Monday's show as well. Up next, the global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. 6:30 CHED afternoons, Jalen and I, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. A reminder again, the Oilers Radio Network drops the puck. Preseason action, 5:30 with the face-off show. Puck drop at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.